While some substances, including drugs and explosives, can be concealed by dissolving them in another liquid, such as an innocent-looking bottle of spirits, or packaging them inside an opaque container. This makes it very hard for security or border forces to find them without having to open and potentially compromise the contents. But now, Cobalt Light Systems, a company spun out from research funded by the STFC, have developed a device that can see through packaging and tell you exactly what is inside, using a technique called spatially offset Raman spectroscopy, or SORS. Professor Pavel Matusek developed this technique at the Rutherford Appleton Laboratories near Oxford, and he's the chief scientific officer at Cobalt Light Systems, and he joins us now. Hi, Pavel. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Helena.
Well, perhaps we should start off by saying, what is SORS, or can I call it SORS?
Yes, indeed, we do call it SORS.
SORS. Okay, what is it and how does it work?
So SORS is basically a laser spectroscopy technique. It's based around well-established technique called Raman spectroscopy, which provides a high chemical specificity or high ability in accurately determining the chemical composition of the substance we are probing, but with a twist. And that twist allows us to apply it to much wider range of containers, which then enables us to satisfy requirements of regulatory bodies for use of this technique at aviation security to determine the content of unopened bottles.
So how what is it? And it's a type of laser light, is that right?
Indeed. So what we do, we shine a laser light onto a sample, and similar to a laser pointer, but slightly higher power. And photons hit the sample, they scatter, most of them elastically, therefore they don't exchange energy with the material, but tiny fraction of these photons activate vibration within molecules they are hitting. And as a consequence, they lose the same amount of energy they used to activate the vibration motion, and then as a consequence of that loss of energy, they change color. And a single molecule can have a number of energies which it can accept. These are discrete, and therefore, if we examine the spectrum of the photons which are emitted back at us from the sample, look at the characteristic lines and different colors and their intensity pattern, we can determine as a fingerprint, using it as a fingerprint, what chemical composite component we are looking at. So this is the basis of the Raman spectroscopy technique. The twist we are using is that we are actually not collecting the signal from the zone which is illuminated by the laser light, which you would do in conventional Raman spectroscopy, which would result in you being dazzled by the surface of a sample you are probing, for example, the container wall, but probe several millimeters sideways, where we are seeing much more cleanly substance inside, and we are not overwhelmed by signal coming from the surface. This is a situation similar, for example, to the stars in the sky at day. You don't see them because you are dazzled by the sun radiation. However, if you wait long enough for night, you can see stars clearly, or if you have a sun eclipse, you can see them clearly too. In a similar way, we are going sideways and suppressing, in effect, dazzling radiation coming from the surface.
So in a sense, you're being able to see through the container into what's inside it. How can you tell if something is actually dissolved in there, something that you're interested in and that security people are interested in?
Well, we're basically examining that spectrum, that pattern of lines which we are detecting, and that informs us about the content. If you have a mixture, you would see the content of a solvent and solute very clearly. So that's what we are doing. And we are comparing those fingerprints against the library, which holds prohibited substances, which could be explosives. And if explosive is found, we sound an alarm. The unique feature of this technique is that we reach extremely low false alarm rates. That means if you put a benign bottle into the system, false alarm rate can be sounded in only 0.5% of cases, whereas conventional technology which is in existence would have these false alarm rates 10 times higher. Therefore, disruption to airport operators is much, much lower. This is an insignificant rate of false alarm rate, if you like.
So it's not going to set the alarms off when they shouldn't go off. But how sensitive is this as a technique? Will it actually detect, small quantities of the stuff that we're interested in.
It can certainly determine or detect the quantities which are relevant, because trace quantities dissolved in something are not significant. It can detect quantities maybe at the level of 0.5% or 0.1% or 1%, but those are concentrations which are relevant for explosives to be viable. And in security settings, this satisfies the requirements of the regulatory body. This instrument passed so-called ECAC test, which is a European test which is required for this type of technology to be deployed at airports with flying colors.
And is this sort of technology something that we will see soon? And is it quick enough that everyone can be tested, or is it going to be a case of still testing a sample of a number of people who come through security, or will it be sort of a routine thing that we will all have any liquid we have in our bags zapped by your machine and they will tell what's inside our bags?
The speed of the machine is adequate to test every bottle which is of significant amount of liquid, containing significant amount of liquid. Test itself takes 5 seconds. So idea is that you have an X-ray machine, and if X-ray machine identifies something suspected in your bag, you would take it out, put it inside the machine, and our machine would verify that the content is benign or would sound alarm if there's an explosive found.
And presumably, if terrorists and people who are trying to get these things through come up with some new molecule that isn't in the database, then that's going to be a problem, and you'll have to keep up with the technology as that advances as well.
It's of course up to security authorities to maintain the library bases relevant to this. Indeed, you would have to update the database as you go along in order to have effective device or screening device.
Finally, will this mean that we'll be allowed to take more liquids with us on the plane in the future? No longer restricted to, is it 100 mils we're allowed now?
Indeed, at the moment it's 100 millilitres. The plan, anticipation, is that this ban would be, or restriction would be lifted in April 2013, and we are expecting the final verdict on this by European Commission later this summer, whether this ban is going to be lifted in April or how it's going to be, whether it's going to be stage or 1 year later.
Well, we'll wait to find out. And I hope so, because I always end up having to drink all my water before I go through security.
And then you want the wee,
always a bad
don't
thing.
You, all the way through
exactly.
The flight.
Exactly. Thanks, Pavel. That's Professor Pavel Matusik from Cobalt Light Systems telling us all about SOARs.
Distilling the best science. The Naked Scientists.